Hey, 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 what's up, party people?
Let's go! Chip has a fucking podcast. 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 Fuck yeah!
Yeah, I'm in the kitchen today instead of the studio room.
Well, it looks gorgeous as always.
Yeah, fancy. Look at those lights back there.
Grief about the chandeliers and my guinea curtains and fuck. Kelly was just destroying me last night.
You know why that is, Aunt? Because you're not relegated to a fucking garage in your own home that you fucking pay for all of it. You don't have to have a man cave.
He's like, show me what's on your table. I bet it's just a bunch of Amazon shit and envelopes. I'm like, he's got that right. Well, how is that a fucking knock? It's everybody.
Yeah, what do you got? Like a fucking Italian house or something?
Oh,
welcome everybody.
Shit. Chip is in here. I shouldn't have said anything. I knew Chip was going to get on and destroy me too.
Good to see everybody. You got your chandeliers and whatnot.
Where are you, Chip? I don't see you.
Oh, damn it. I forgot to hit the tape. Oh, hey, for Chip. Pete's sake. Hold on a minute, babe. How's my lighting? I put on a new hat.
It looks good. I like that hat, too. It's so fancy.
Oh, my God.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Someone told me I look like Henry Fonda and I should shoot myself. And I was like, if you keep talking like that, I'm not going to buy the hat. Hold on one second.
Get a free bowl of soup with a hat. Like, oh, it looks good on you, though.
I said that to a guy. That's from Caddyshack.
Yes, it is. Very funny line.
Thanks, Brian man. Dangerfield. Appreciate that. Well, welcome to the show. It's good to have Zia. Oh, you got a little, what, you got COVID or something? You're down here fucking digging in your nose already.
No.
Just started. Damn it, babe.
I'm trying to
remind you guys of anybody.
Yeah, what are you doing down there? What are you crying for, babe? I'm just giving you a hard time.
Chip, you made me so sad. No, it's just allergies. Apparently, I'm allergic to freaking Thursdays.
Giant peckers.
Oh, well, that would be a real bummer, Chip.
Oh, yeah.
How could I be around you?
That's one girl told me, she goes, Chipper, it's so big. And I think I wrecked it because I'm like, how big is it?
Oh, like Carson.
Get out of the car.
Well, it's so big.
Yeah, it's so big that I could put it in Ed's mouth. So listen, babe, you're not feeling too good. Oh, look at your little nose.
No, I'm good. It really is just allergies, and I don't understand why, but they flare up every Sunday, and I'm so confused just and annoyed. On Sundays.
Zach, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, Chip. Wonderful to see you, my friend.
You got any allergies or anything? Let's clear this right up before we start. I don't need to be responsible.
No, Chip, as far as I know, I'm healthy as a very fat horse.
All right. Well, as long as you're not hung like one. See, Chipperson's on fire tonight. I can't help it.
Right off.
That's why you have that background.
Fuck. Goddamn, I didn't even think of that. Fuck yeah. Hey, Aunt, nice background. Chandeliers. What is it, all like Italian stuff?
See, you're trying to be like Bobby Kelly and give me grief about my my guinea house, my Italian Sopranos house.
Yep. I'll do it better.
You'll do it. Of course you will. Of course you will. Yeah, there's two chandeliers there, but there's also there's a table under this one. And then this one's over the kitchen island. So it looks like they're right next to each other, but they're really not.
Wait, you ready to get roasted? Hey, looks like would you go to a chandelier store or something and say, give me the whole warehouse and whatnot?
Oh my God. That's a good one.
Couple
Fuck
big.
Yeah. Kitchen Island? Is that where all the Italian chefs live and shit?
Yeah, what is it?
Gilligan.
Staten. Babe, name an island.
Long.
Fuck you. Oh, yeah,
and an island long. And a
pick. Island. Yeah. Fuck yeah. How's your nose, babe?
It's okay. It's just every once in a while I'll get real itchy and start to run. My eyes start to water. It's great. It's fantastic. Absolutely love it.
Did you say Epstein?
Yeah. Over there. Yeah. Bobby also didn't like my little useless curtains over the window. They don't come down or whatever. They're just little useless curtains.
Dude, what? I was about to comment. What do those curtains do? What do they keep the sun out for 1.2 seconds?
Yeah. See? They're like, it's almost like a car sun visor for your window.
Yeah. What are they fucking, what did Peter Dinklage give you his curtains?
See, it's very good, Jim.
Fucking killing him. Go ahead, Zach. Roast him.
Material.
Do my easy work. Go ahead. Have a drink. What is that? A brewski?
Yeah, it's a little Belgian beer. That's cool. I decided to have a little of that on my Thursday, which is actually my Friday. Well, which is Sunday today.
That's what, yeah, today's Sunday.
The Lord. I always forget, Chip. I apologize.
We got to piece it. Hold on, Zach. Sorry. We got to piece this together because you said you get sick on, now cut this part out. You get sick on Thursdays, but since this is Sunday and I tell all those fucking dumb fucks that it's live, all those fucking dumb fucks think it's live.
So, this is getting cut out though. So
yeah, we got this is all getting cut out. So we got to put this in for post. Say Sunday.
Sunday.
On Sundays.
On Sundays.
Put the tissue by your nose.
Oh.
And go fucking Sundays. You believe it, Chipperson?
Fucking Sundays. You believe it, Chipperson?
Perfect. We'll put that in at the end and then we're going to cut this out.
It'll be seamless. You'll never know.
Yeah, come back right now. So, Amico, I see you wearing a hat.
Oh, yeah, I am. It's actually the Amico 666 hat from podcastmerch.com.
Oh, that's chill. Now, is that the name of your pod? What's the 666? Because you're not evil.
Oh, no, it's my podcast, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, and I have a Satan-themed line of merchandise.
That's chill. Ooh. Me too.
Fuck yeah.
Burning embers. Believe me, we should do a podcast and call it like fuck.
The fucking Devil Boys or something.
The Devil Boys or something like that. That's what I'm talking. It'll be like fuck the one yeah. you're doing right Devil now with Boys. Fucking Ian Findancer.
Oh, yeah, Ian.
Bye, yeah. guys. Every yeah, Thursday fucking- morning at 11 a.m. on GasDigitalNetwork.com.
Fucking guys spending money. That's what I like. Fuck yeah. Going out buying shit.
I'd call it the financial report.
That's fucking great. So what do you guys go out and buy? Is it like a shopping podcast? I don't understand.
No. Actually, Chippa, it's by BI.
You spelled it wrong.
We're both known to dabble in the world of enjoying the company of a gentleman.
Ew, wait, what do you? I don't understand.
Sometimes they like a pecker.
Babe, that's salty talk.
I think you have a friend that could explain it to you really well.
That's oh, please. Enough. You think I don't feel him tapping me on the shoulder right now? I'm like, I'll handle this, you fruit. Fuck, he's tapping on the one side of my brain. Let me pipe in there, Chippy. I'm like, shut up.
Oh, what a nightmare it is inside that head.
Oh, it's fucking awful. It's fucking awful. We fight over porn all the time. I'm like, I know she's got breasts. It's not the same thing, Jim. Let me click on one for once, would you? Damn it. See, I'm sorry about this type of talk. No wonder you're crying. You're a nice lady.
I know. This is so salty. No, it's okay, Chip. I don't
background
mind.
Now.
This is so salty. Another Jim Norton quote.
Oh, yeah. This is so salty. And it hurts my eye and whatnot, you know. Yeah, because he was never discriminating, you know, whatever. Anyway, what is your background? Ask Aunt. You have what to answer that? Anthony. You're being very rude, Z. I'm sorry.
So sorry, Aunt. I'm so sorry. That was so rude of me. It's from The Witcher.
What's
The video game series. And it's also a show on Netflix.
What's oh, the okay. Witcher?
It looks like you're underwater or something.
Yeah, but
it kind of does. No, those are birds. They're birds on the. They're flying. It's creepy. It's spooky. You see the guy with oh, on the
like
horse.
Oh, like a haunted forest.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All
right.
So, what do you and Ian talk monsters. About? Do you guys just talk about peccas?
Our favorite segment right now is called "Guess the Butthole," and we show a very close-up shot of a butthole. And people have to guess if it's a man, a woman, or a trans person.
That's a fucking great game. That's a great game. Just
from the butthole?
Pardon me? Yep.
Just from the butthole.
Yeah, you have to guess.
See, that's the great thing with a butthole. You can never tell, right?
Nope.
Yeah, it's more difficult than you think.
It's where we're truly equal as people, where equality really, the butthole.
Yep, believe me. It's like I always say, snug like a mug. Nice and snug as a mug.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for those pink socks though, huh, Chip?
Yeah, they happen once in a while. Let me ask you something, Zia. Now, have you ever dated a guy who goes, you know what, once in a while a pecker is on the plate for me?
I did when I was in high school. Yeah, I did. I did. Yeah, I didn't mind. He wasn't cheating on me with anyone. So.
Oh, how do you know, though?
Well, I guess I don't. I was probably like 15, so he might have.
Oh, okay. How did you find out?
Territory.
What's that?
I said, Anthony, this is your territory.
Yeah, Ant, take over. This is your. All right, I didn't mean to step on you. So Zia, say he was 15. I'm going to do the line since I'm the host. So say he was 15, and I'm going to show you how I should have done the line. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, you're going to do a good chip. Yeah, we were like 15, so yeah, wasn't cheating.
It looks like somebody named Mr. Cumia should possibly be discussing infidelity.
That's good, Chip. That was really good.
So you got to really let that moment breathe.
No,
you got to admit that. He fucking destroyed that.
I got to secede to the master.
Oh, much obliged. So listen, you sure, that sounds like a funny segment. Now, how many people get it right and how many wrong?
It's more difficult than you think. I think one of us has the record of like 4 out of 6 right now.
Oh, that's pretty good. But so it's you show one difficult. A week or a couple of different ones?
We show a couple, like every 2 or 3 weeks, we'll do like 6.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Bob Kelly would hate that because he gets nauseous looking inside an asshole, or as we call it, a mirror.
He does. Yeah, he'll start gagging. He'll make that.
Yeah.
Sound. Yeah.
It's fucking like grody. It's grody. Does that gross you out, Z? You're crying. Babe, don't be upset. We're not trying to be chauvinists.
No, it's not that that's grossing me out. It's that word.
Which word?
Grody. That's grody. My voice.
I know, babe. I once in a while, I can't help it, but I just kind of like get into this thing I do when I want to sound younger.
I will not be part
of it. Gag me with a spoon.
Gag me with a spoon. I mean, what are you?
Valley Chip.
Fucking Valley Chipperson and whatnot, you know. God. Really, what's your name? Fucking Grody Cumia and whatnot.
Oh, no. At least it's topical, though.
It is, right?
The Valley Girl voice is all the rage now.
Oh, my God. I'm TikToking and whatnot and things of that nature.
TikToking is a verb.
I'm like a, what's a good TikTok joke? Zach, you're a great writer. What's a good TikTok joke? Believe me, I'll hit it out of the park.
It's called TikTok because that's the sound of the clock while you wait for the girls on it to turn 18.
I'm like, okay, here we go. Oh my God. Wait, no, wait, that's British. That's fucking, that's Prince Andrew.
Cheerio.
Cheerio. Fucking.
Valiant was in Liverpool.
Yeah. No. Oh my God. TikTok. Wait, I'm 18. Is that it?
It's almost Christopher Walken now.
Oh, please. Don't even get me started on Walken. I fucking
where
doing good.
Where is he
good.
Going?
I wish you would off the
Fuck
yeah. Oh, Zia, even leaking boogies, you're fucking hitting home runs and whatnot.
It's Chippa.
Oh.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Your fucking nose is walking. Leaking like fucking Robert Kennedy in the kitchen. Ow.
He does these impersonations. He's the real people.
Hey, nice curtains back there. What, did somebody take the rest of them and add a chandelier and whatnot and two tables?
2 nights in a row, I got to deal with this.
That's right. Fucking, what else did Bobby say? I'll say it funnier. Don't look.
He's talking about the columns in the house, and do I have a...
Oh, columns. I just wanted the fucking building. Fucking columns.
Collins.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, and the fucking holder's the fucking house.
And said that I should, before I try to sell my house, I should get rid of the cement lion on the front lawn. And I don't have one.
Oh, I have a lion for you.
Yeah.
You probably didn't think of it. What did he say you should get rid of?
The cement lion.
Make it tell the truth. What was the cement saying? That was a lie. I mean, boom. See, that's why I do what I do.
Bob is thin and healthy. That's what he was saying.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Bob was on the cement. Probably going, ouch, like a mug. All right, listen. See, you look like you're hiding your legs. I'm not saying you should show them. I just wanted to make sure that there was nothing wrong. You don't have to show them.
I thought you lost them.
No, but there was one sticking up. A leg was still sticking up. Oh. Did I make you uncomfortable? I got to check. I don't want to make you uncomfortable and get fucking sued.
Nope, that's okay, Chip. I wear shorts all the time. People can see my legs pretty regularly.
I like wearing shorts. I got to be honest. You ever pull shorts up so high you fucking hurt your balls?
I don't think.
Don't have balls, but girls got to be careful for other things, you know, camel toes and things of that nature.
Yeast infections. UTIs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fucking camel toe.
Is that what it's called?
UTI, yeah, urinary tract infection.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When you gotta fucking gotta take Cranapple and throw it in a cooter.
Transit system in Iowa, and the other one is a bad vaginal thing.
Yeah, one's a stinky track. By the way, do you got the papers? We're gonna have a good time. This is gonna now because I don't want to get sued. Like I said, so instead of Mad Libs, we're gonna call it Angry Libs because this way they won't have no. Cause
Angry Libs. It's kind of
the thing Anthony complains about on his show every day for the last 5 years.
Angry Libs. Oh my God. Are there any other kind?
Hold on a second. Oh no, I was just looking at my hat.
Oh.
I didn't mean to stop the action.
That's a good one.
Yeah, sorry. Yes. Now, babe, you guys know how Mad Libs work, right? How do you want to do this, babe? Now, should we write down?
All right. So I've got a few. I've got some on the computer. And I was thinking that when you guys say what it is, I can write it down. And I also have a book. So I can also write your answers in here. And then we can read it afterwards.
And what you could do is.
Yeah, and that's the big reveal.
To indicate whose is who. Should you put like a Z, a C,
and that's A? That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Okay.
A, Z, C.
So A-Z-C. Z will be me. A will be
Anthony.
No, it won't. No, it won't.
Anthony, you silly goose.
Oh. No, it won't. God damn it. You're messing up the game. God damn it.
The game. I mean, do with these guys, Chip.
Okay. I don't fucking know. All right. So Anthony is Z. What is Amico? Can I be C, babe?
You can be C, Chippa.
All right, thanks. All right.
I'll be A for Amico.
But so it'll be Zach either way. Z-A-C. It fucking works out beautiful.
I like that branding.
Yeah, hell yeah. What's your shirt say? Is that the same shirt?
No, this is David Allen Coe for president.
Oh, yeah. He had a tattoo on his penis. You ever see his pecker tattoo?
Yeah, he's a man of mystery and wonder.
He sure is.
Wrote Telltale Heart.
No. Oh, no. That's fucking Edgar Allan Mellencamp.
I love that guy.
The heart is mucking noise.
Edgar makes an appearance.
Fucking hate him with his little mouth. With the Telltale Heart. The raven, my sister Gray. Yes, the robin went to the bathroom on my foot. What else did he do? Quick, what else did he do?
Lenore.
Oh, wait, I know. Hold on. Okay. I couldn't think of the actor's name.
Edgar Allan Masterpoe.
Oh, here we go. Forget it. Welcome to Rifttown. The fucking mayor of Rifttown just stepped up to the podium. What'd you say? I'll bounce off it. What's that?
Should impeach the mayor of Rifttown. Negligence of duty.
Hold on a second. All right, Zia, you got everything written down, babe?
I did. I'm ready. I got all the ZACs, so I can write your words next to your initials. I'm good.
Okay, so what should the ground rules be?
You know, nothing
it should
too
be
vulgar,
under
right?
the floor.
Fuck yeah, it should be. The underground rules, I like to say.
Well, how Chip, about you're already there?
No cursing.
Okay. That's fair.
That's good. Because I want this to go viral on TikTok.
Yeah, we can't have it be vulgar.
No vulgarity.
Oh, no. An 8-year-old shaking her ass is fine, but God forbid you know.
Use a dirty word. That's right.
Dirty word, right. That's terrible.
Okay. Zia, let's get started, babe. Put 30 seconds on the clock.
Why?
I just want it to become...
Because reality,
everybody tunes in for contests.
Oh, they like, okay.
All right. No. It doesn't mean anything. We're just going to cut it together. Put 30 seconds on the clock.
Okay. All right. So I need an exclamation.
Wow. Fuck.
that's totally a swear word. By the
way, Chip, that's fucking vulgar.
No, but I'm the host. Hold on a second.
I'm the host. I'm not going to be friggin' handcuffed that I can't curse if you can curse.
No, you're going to be handcuffed for other reasons as soon as your hard drive is taken.
Sometimes Chip is very quick.
Trust me, somebody texted me that one. All right. All right, listen. You're right. That was dirt. All right, well, you need an expression.
Exclamation.
What am I, yesterday's tomatoes?
All right, I'm going to need a longer notepad.
Yeah, going to need a lot. Yeah, that was what Chief Brody said.
I don't think I remember that from John.
Yeah, he did when he seen the shark.
He was drawing it.
Yeah. I don't think he said that, Chip. I've seen the movie a few times. What am I, yesterday's tomatoes?
Yep, that's the expression. It's a very common expression.
Very common.
All it's right. True. I hear it a lot.
Thank you, babe. Mm-hmm. See, she understands.
Yeah.
All right.
Doctor Who was fun. We watched it on my Patreon. We watched an episode. First episode of Doctor Who. Daddy watched it and liked it. Some people said I talked a lot.
But how else are you going to enjoy the show if you can't talk about it, right?
And explain it and narrate it for people. Bunch of dumb pieces of garbage. Didn't know what they were doing. Thomas said that's rude. Go ahead, babe. What do you got?
All right. So who wants to go next? Anthony or Zach?
You choose, babe. You're the boss. What am I? I'm guessing his tomatoes.
I thought Chip. I thought Zach and then me and then Chip.
What doesn't matter? We could switch order.
He's the host. Yeah, Zach, go ahead.
Sure. Thank you.
Exclamation. Is that what it is?
Babe, need another exclamation?
Mm-hmm. We're all going to do the same ones. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wait, is that what you want to do? Or do you want to do it all the way? Hold on a second. It's a work in progress. I thought we were all going to do it and see whose was the best.
All right. That sounds good. Okay. Chip likes a competition.
Yep.
All right. What am I? Tomorrow's cucumbers?
Oh, wow.
Damn it. That's good.
Okay, Anthony, your turn.
I'm just going to go with gadzooks.
Gadzooks?
Okay. Yes. Very simple. I don't want you to get writer's cramp over there.
No, it's G-A-D Z-O with an umlaut U-K-E-I-S.
Thanks, Chip. I really need to know how to spell that.
I do.
All right. So the next I need is a noun.
Go ahead, Zach. You go first.
Tablecloth.
That's a good one.
Go ahead, Ant.
Oh, a noun. Person, place, or thing.
That's right.
I get that. Fireman.
Fireman.
Thanks.
What? Chip is in the fire.
Now, hold on a second. Now I can't do that one, too. I got to think of my own.
Tomato.
No, trolley wheel repair shop.
That is a place. Okay, next is a part of the body.
Oh, please let me close this one out. Go ahead.
Epidermis.
Dermis.
What is the subject?
Part of the body.
Oh, part of the body. Oh, boy. Yeah, Chip wants
Trust me.
Right? Let's leave the king to this one.
Yeah, probably. I'm going to bring it home.
Let's go with epiglottis.
Damn it, that's good.
Yeah, that's a good one too, right, Chip?
Yup.
It's a funny word.
Yup. Now, what was this,
and it sounds like epidermis.
This is a part of the body.
No. that's dirty. I can't say.
Yeah,
that. Right. That one. Is shitta a curse?
Trying to say but to
put it.
Yeah, that probably is no. Yeah,
if you want to stick to the rules of not cursing,
okay,
shitter is probably not acceptable.
Oh, how about okay, dry socket. That's a part of the body.
A dental term, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Old, they always tell you, don't use a straw or you'll get dry socket.
I had four at once. They keep healing up. I got to keep going back and getting them taken out.
Why do you keep getting your teeth taken out?
No, I just keep getting the dry socket back. You're supposed to get that, right?
No, it's you're supposed
because it hurts a lot. It hurts a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my mouth smells like garbage juice because the food keeps getting caught.
Or a reasonable facsimile thereof.
Oh, I did with coffee. And I was swishing with papaya juice.
Oh. Well, he give you dry socket, yeah.
All right, babe, what's next? You got a little boogie in there. Go on now.
I do. I just got boogies everywhere. I'm sorry, Chip.
That's all right, babe.
All right, we need a verb ending in ing.
You guys go ahead, do whatever you're going to do because I sense a home run.
I'll say swimming.
That's a good one. Okay.
Avoiding.
Oh.
I like it. Mm. All right. King Chippa.
No, that's C-U-M-M. That's no good.
Here's something Jim's never said either.
That's a lot longer than 30 seconds.
Wait, what is this again?
It is a verb ending in ing.
Mystery solving.
That's good.
All right, next is a word beginning in N-I-G. Anthony?
My goodness.
Nighttime.
Negotiate? No. Maybe I don't know one. Anyway, Zia, okay. Yes.
The next thing we need is an adjective.
That's when it gets hard.
Mm-hmm.
Another Jim Norton quote.
All right, Zach, give us an adjective is a describing word.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Oops, I almost wrote that under Chippa's one.
Yeah, please. That'd be, I mean, it would fit.
That's true. You're right.
Another Jim Norton quote.
Poor Jimmy, not even here to defend himself.
Oh, please. What would he do? Get on his knees and fucking defend it with his mouth? That fucking...
that fucking nothing?
That fucking little fat-titted kisser of helmets? Fuck him! God damn him.
How about shiny?
Shiny. Yeah.
Is that how Ant describes certain neighborhoods?
Yeah. Shiny. No, I meant shiny like a hiney.
Yeah, or like a dime when you want someone to get in the car. My friend used to do that shiny dime, Snickers candy bar.
Oh my God, he sounds like a ghoul.
That's what he did. He would make me laugh. He was only a year older than me. He said, that's how you get kids in the car. He died young. He had AIDS, all kidding aside. Oh, anyway, I think he was brutally molested. All right, let's see. All right, this is a description we need, babe, but an adjective.
An adjective.
Hold on a second. That's a describing word. Mm-hmm. Decoration. No.
Lost.
No. Fonz.
What?
I think that might be a noun.
Fonz?
Oh.
Like Fonzie?
Yeah. Oh, I know. Here's the describing word. Grody. Oh.
Why?
Right.
I mean, it's the grodiest thing I've ever seen and whatnot. Fucking Dr. Steve Valley Doctor. Oh my God. Look at that toe tag. It's as grody as I've ever seen and whatnot.
Oh, get that fluid off me.
Yeah. I'm like, God, you've only got 2 days.
Poor Dr. Steve.
Yeah.
Hello, COVID. Goodbye, Grandpa.
All right, babe. God damn it. What are you on, coke?
Me? What?
Yeah, no. You're fucking in your nose like Scarface. All right, Chip. Go ahead.
You can't let people know about that.
We're going to, you know what? Put a black circle over a face for that part. That's gross. You're right, babe. We got to keep the illusion of sexy.
Exactly.
I apologize. Exactly. Not that that's your job, but let's be honest. On this episode, that's your department.
We can't
have you
it.
Digging up your nose and whatnot, things of that nature, you know. All right, go ahead.
Who would want to listen to a show with somebody who did that the whole time?
Fuck yeah, I know. That's exactly it. Wait a minute.
Hey, now.
I'm going to do that 5 more times in this episode, just so you guys know.
All right, go ahead, babe.
This one's easy. We just need a number.
Oh, I got a funny one.
8.
No, aunt, not the age of your girlfriend.
Oh, no. All right, a lower. So,
lower.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Price is Right rules.
Somewhere, but I can figure it out. I will stick with
8. Okay.
37.
37.
Now everybody's expecting me to bring home the funny and say 69.
Oh, yeah. All you, Chip.
1 billion.
Oh, okay.
And he wants you writing out the zeros. Don't spell it.
Yeah, no, don't.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, next we need a noun.
Oh, boy.
Porcupine.
Okay, there we go. I don't know how to spell that.
Yeah. You're reading it, so you can spell it however you like.
That's true. Good point.
House.
House. Like the doctor?
Well, that would be, that's a noun too, I guess.
Yeah.
That's a proper noun.
Okay.
Like a house.
Okay. Hugh Laurie.
The actor who played Dr. House.
Well, there you go.
Are you thinking that? Because that's a coincidence if you had that.
Yeah, I was going to say him anyway. I almost did him for the first one, but then I'm like, that's it, you know.
What a coincidence.
Yeah,
that works out very well.
He was thinking Anthony has a gaudy guinea Hugh Laurie.
Yeah, yeah. Sure was.
My guinea house.
Hey, yeah, what did you go to, like a chandelier shop and say, go ahead, empty it out into my truck. Hey, look at those little teeny tiny curtains. What are they?
You're just nailing me here, Chip. I got no answer for you.
They look like finger covers or something of that size.
Yeah, they do. So I guess you're right.
Aren't those called like dust ruffles or something like that?
A dust ruffle.
Fuck yeah.
Like collecting dust or something. I don't know.
No, those are on the floor, babe. Those are under your bed. My good friend Jim Norton on his bed had like the ruffles. And I'm like, what are you, a fucking teenage girl? Get rid of these things. He just liked the way the white ruffles were on the bottom of his bed. He was 50.
Ruffles, he should stop eating potato chips in bed or something.
Trust me, you kid. But when Norton's laying there and his tits are spilling over to the side like Kay Parker and whatnot, he's like, I really should do something different. Little pancake titties. All right, Z. All right, with black spot over the face.
Thank you, Chip. Thank you. We just need another noun.
Oh, okay.
From all of us, or are we done already?
Oh, no, from all of you. We still got a little ways to go, and it's not even that long.
Not even that long. Good, we got more. Good.
Right? But look, I see one. Cat.
That's nice.
Piccolo, okay.
Dav, how come Fonzie is no good? Why is that?
Well, no, that's not a character. Fonzie would be good for a noun, but he didn't mean Jenny Piccolo. I think he meant the actual instrument.
I meant the instrument.
Oh, I was thinking Dragon Ball Z. That's where my mind went first.
Oh, Piccolo. I thought you were like fucking Irish ordering a hamburger or something, you know.
I didn't know.
Okay, a noun is a person, place, or thing. God.
Okay.
He's everything.
Capital G.
He is in all places, Chippa. So mind your manners.
Not where you're sitting. Look at you. You're in the fiery embers of Hades.
Even there, the Lord doth dwell.
No, praise about his name. Scripture.
Praise his name. You're absolutely right, ZA.
Religious Chip.
That's right. That's right. Go ahead. Continue poisoning your system with alcohol.
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah, that's what they're going to get you for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Oh, fucking, hey. I'm in the Sopranos and I'm in the kitchen and stuff. Hey, look at it's fucking the priest with the whiff of sexuality.
That's good.
Wait, can I do one? Dad. Hey, hey, I'm where Anthony was supposed to go. Court ordered.
See?
Hey, what's hey, where's Paulie Walnuts? He's broke my chandelier.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Who's that? You don't sound right, Aunt. What's wrong?
Are you sick too?
Yeah, what's the matter?
Incorrigible.
Okay, go ahead, babe.
The next one is a verb ending in ing.
Oh, please. This is my specialty.
Verbs that end in ing.
Yep.
All right.
Don't say pop lock and it's mine.
But I was going to say dancing.
Dancing okay. is good.
So that's kind of like pop locking.
Lactating.
Wow.
Okay.
Karate chopping.
That's a good one.
Thanks, babe.
Yeah. Tough guy.
Everybody wants to be karate chopping.
Yep.
And all right. Karate chopping the picket fence.
Well, actually, the next one is part of the body.
Oh, forget
another part of the body.
So that's what you're karate chopping.
Yep.
No. I'm gonna. Oh, go ahead, Zach.
Uterus.
Oh, internal. Mostly. Unless your mesh failed and it falls out.
Yeah, unless you lifted a lot of weights.
Let's next. Go with ear.
All right, Chippa, that's you.
Yep.
Now everybody expects me to say something dirty.
Yeah.
You whole.
Right.
He didn't say which one.
That's right.
Plenty of options.
Whole.
Nose hole, that's not bad.
Ear hole,
that's right.
There go.
Can't say asshole, dick hole, or cunt hole, though.
I wouldn't want to say those.
Those are vulgar. Yeah. Cut this part out to the producer. Cut that out. Can't be saying cunt hole.
Get then it, how man. Are we supposed to refer to you?
God damn it.
Okay, the next one is an adjective.
A describing word?
Uh-huh.
Beloved.
Beloved.
Disgraced.
Ooh.
Let me think. Something describes. I'll go with amazing.
Good one. Okay. And the next is an animal.
Oh, already used the cat. Used porcupine.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a good one. Armadillo.
Armadillo.
With what? God damn, you NRA guys, you even want to get the dillos involved.
A legadillo.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. every show.
Japanese fighting fish.
There you go. There you go. I don't typically like that type of a sport.
I just see that movie.
Okay, an animal.
Mm-hmm.
An earworm.
That counts, right? That's an animal.
Like Chekhov got in Star Trek: The Wrath of Khan.
Yeah. I had pinworms.
Oof.
Where, Chip?
I don't want to say, but they were wrapping around my piles and cutting the blood off.
Oh. Oh, no.
Yeah. I would sit on chilly concrete with my bare bottom for 7-8 hours at a time.
Oh. And I heard if you just, like, drag your butt across the carpet, it helps.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's called scooting.
I would scoot. Yeah, but I've had piles a lot. And this is the second week in a row I'm talking about them. I don't give a fuck.
God, that's so bad.
Yeah, they were blood engorged.
Oh no. What do you do, Chip, to get rid of your piles?
Well, Reggie thought you pliered them off, and I was like, no, you don't. Yeah, he got through like 7. I was like, you got to stop. I'm bleeding bad back there, Reg. Him and his friends were laughing, drinking Michelob.
Oh, Michelob Ultra. Yum.
Yeah.
That is so bad.
Yeah, he got through 7 of them. He said, just scream into this. And it was his crotch.
Oh, no. All because of the pinworms.
Yeah, oh, they were wrapped around it. It's like a bug. Fucking Reggie and his friends took him and went fishing. Quite a big bass, I might add.
It was the chip on the worms. They knew.
Yep.
Oh, animal, right. You got to come up with an animal.
I said
earworm. Oh, wait, no, we got animal. We're good. We need now another part of the body, but plural.
Lungs.
Yep. Lungs. All right.
I'll go with fingers.
Hold on a second. Just thinking of Norton's neck. Gullets. Gullets.
Okay. Now we need a plural noun.
Wait, but isn't that what we just did?
No, we did a part of the body that was plural.
It is a plural noun, but it's very specific.
Yep.
Yes.
Part of the body. Now you do anything that's noun.
Plural.
Jews.
That's plural.
Cars.
All right.
Oxen.
Boxen. Okay. Now we just need another noun.
Fred Mertz's headstone.
Okay.
More accurate be William Frawley's, but
no, because Fred Mertz died in the show.
Oh, I don't remember that episode.
Yes, you didn't see that one. He was delivering. He went to the bank and he was giving money to Mrs. Carmichael, and he was assaulted by two men who eventually went on to star in What's Happening.
And so it was during Here's Lucy.
Yeah.
Not I Love Lucy.
No, it was in Here's Lucy, and fucking Vivian Vance was prostituting. So Fred Mertz went to get the money out of the bank, and two gentlemen hit him in the head, and he fucking bled out and died.
And took his money. Went through the funeral, and there's a tombstone, and that
sure is. Yeah, and it was one where Ricky was just doing a Bobaloo looking at it. We all cried, you know, for the old days.
He played Bobaloo on his headstone as a tribute.
Yeah, Bobaloo, a friend. It's all upset.
I got to check YouTube for the episode.
It was really sad. They yanked it because it upset too many fucking people. They hit him with a tire iron. He fucking bled to death.
Can you imagine Lucy at the tombstone just going, wah?
Yeah, and she was fucking, she was stepping on all the dirt like it was grapes and whatnot.
Oh, I do remember something about that in one of the episodes. Yep. But seeing Fred Mirth being bludgeoned by a tire iron would be.
It was a very graphic scene, too. The director made a cut it back because the original script called for 37 blows to the head. And they had to cut it down to 19, get it on TV.
She thought it was chocolates, but it was the conveyor belt at the end of the crematorium.
Oh, yeah.
And she had two little, and she put two in her mouth. And she's like, these taste oniony. Yeah, she ate Fred Mertz's balls. That's right.
Yep, that's what we got. That was the end of that bit.
All right, a plural noun.
Yep.
Let's go with...
Oh, just a noun. Just a noun. Doesn't have to be plural.
Oh, it doesn't have to be plural now.
No, that was the... We did the plural noun before. Oh, we're just on just regular noun.
Standard noun. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go with fire.
Fire.
Hmm.
Handgun.
Oh.
Now, what is this, a noun?
Oh, you fire a handgun. You got it already, Chip, but we're doing yet another noun.
Okay.
You also fire a guy who brings handguns to work.
They did.
Yes, they did. Okay, we need another noun.
Mm-hmm.
Shower shoe factory.
Shower shoe factory. What's a shower shoe, Chip?
They're called flip flops.
Oh.
A shower shoe. That's what they call it in the military. Put your shower shoes on, Chipperson, and then stop having those Biloxi Blues incidents.
You were in the military. I forgot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sergeant Chippy?
Volcanoes. Okay. Yeah, volcano. That's a good one.
I should have said that one. Fire.
Wow. Yeah. Private Chipperson? What was it?
General Sergeant.
General Sergeant.
Sergeant Chipper's Lonely Hearts Club.
That's nice. Lonely Hearts Club Band. That's a song by the Beatles, I think.
That's a whole album by the Beatles.
Oh, was it? Yeah, mm-hmm. And they had like Aleister Crowley in there. I would look at that and go, that's pretty evil, because I was going to do that on my record.
They stole it from you, Chip.
No, I was just going to hide him, but I just wound up putting me, and I was pointing up like that, and it was just a big picture of his face, and someone said, you're not hiding him very well.
It wasn't as subtle as they did. Yeah.
No.
Mr. Right, Zach, Crowley.
We need a noun from you.
A noun from me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blanket.
Blanket. That's nice. All right.
One of the Jackson children, but I'm going to let you go.
It's true. All right. Last one.
All right, babe. Go ahead. Do it.
A color.
Okay. You got to come up with a color.
Maroon.
That's good.
That's nice.
Yeah. What is it? A band or something? Jeez.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, babe. Fudge yeah. Go ahead. I know which one I'm going to do.
My burnt. It's a burnt sienna. Burnt sienna.
Oh.
Oh, you betcha.
Green with envy.
That's a good one.
All right, we're done.
All
we
right.
did it. Yeah. We made it through one Mad Libs.
So, Ant, what are you doing like for the rest of the week?
So, yeah, that was the segment.
That was fun.
To see. But the whole thing is now reading it.
It's no time.
Yeah, I have no time. It wasn't.
That's Angry next week's Libs. Episode.
Angry Libs isn't something that you do halfway and then you don't do the end.
But we got the last 15 minutes now. There's no time. There's no time for the next 15 minutes. We got the other segment I planned out. There's no time. We went long.
What's your next segment? Monopoly live on on the show?
I would tell you, when I was a kid, I used to call it Monopoly.
That's funny.
Yeah. Thank you.
We have no time for the rest of that bit. Let's go to the phones.
Okay. I tell you, I wish I had some fucking phones. Believe me, I would take praise right now.
You could get the number 1-800-CHIPPISON.
Is that available, babe? Get that for me.
You got it.
Get that for me. Get on that, babe.
I'm on it.
It's too many numbers.
C-H-I-P-P-E-R-S-O. It's 10. It's perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Another Anthony Cumia line.
Yeah, what are you, a fucking Bo Derek fan or something? You have a clean one up.
He fucking nailed me. God, I just can't get away from Chip totally destroying me.
Yeah, that's what I do, man. I don't mean to. I apologize. So listen, I understand that everybody is hoping it's going to be Chipperson and Anthony. I understand that because fucking Dave Landman left. So you're like, oh, Chipperson would probably be perfect.
Dave Landman, what about Seaman?
On the lamb, man.
Yeah, Dave's on the lamb. Hope he has his mint jelly with him, you know.
Oh, my God. He got some New England clam crowder.
Steven Crowder, how come there's not less people there? Fucking killing. They want me to go on louder with Crowder. I'm like, yeah, maybe. You fucking pay me a fucking cake.
Oh, God.
Okay, Chip.
Wipe your mouth, Chip.
How come you don't have Zia as a co-host?
That'd be great, yeah.
I have been having random people come into my Twitch and say that. I'm like, really?
What are they saying? What do you mean, babe?
What
they're
was
saying
that,
what? What are they saying?
That I should be Anthony's new co-host.
Oh, God damn it. But what a...
Well, I think third chair is what they really mean. And then Chip is obviously the right hand.
But
yeah.
No, but I we got like a little fun thing.
Oh,
you mean here?
Yeah.
I would never leave. You can do both, right?
That's what Dave Landau said.
If there's one thing in broadcasting that we know, loyalty.
That's right. But I mean, you say that, Zach, but it's not always true.
Dave was also called Zia. Zia later.
Oh, imagine if you do that again, because I'm going to set you up.
Oh, okay. Dave was also
imagine
called
Imagine if
Zia.
Your name was Alligator.
I didn't, but I didn't finish the line. I didn't. Why do I always fall?
What would he say? See you later?
I always.
Alligator. It rhymes. I used to love that. But check this out. When somebody would say that to me, then I would fucking say back, in a while, crocodile.
Never heard that one.
No, I know. I'd say chocodile because I like that treat.
That's amazing. That's a good one.
Thank you.
I bet that catches on after a while.
Yeah, I hope so. I've been saying it for years. If it does, I fuck it's mine.
Yeah.
In a while.
That's right.
In a while, that is good.
Fucking in a while, big pecked Lyle.
A little self-serving, but it works.
It takes things and makes them better.
So, Zach, okay, you and Ian Fine Dance, you guys will do the asshole thing. What else do you do on Bye Guys?
We're not
going to. How come you guys are always leaving, though?
We're not going to do that.
Our other segment right now is called Shirtless Girthless, where we look at full-body nudes of men and guess whether or not they have big dicks and if they're cut or uncut.
You're ripping off In Hot Water with Gina Visconti and Aaron Burr. They've gone complete gay porn.
Have they?
Well, that sounds interesting. Are you good at that? Can you judge?
I did terrible today. I think I was 1 for 7.
Wow.
But it was fun.
You know what? The fucking skinny guys, they say, always got the biggest peckers.
It's actually true.
Hold on a minute. I don't like this slutty talk coming out of that box over there. That there's 4 boxes here. There's some dirty slutty talk coming out of there. That ain't nice.
I thought you were talking about a different kind of box, Chip.
Oh, no. No. I'd love to hear some chatter coming to that little bug. Like, I don't know what it would say. What's that?
Very controlling of the girl over there.
No, it's just I'm the host. I'm structuring. You know what, Zia?
Sorry, Chip.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, what happened? You're okay. Fucking,
that's what I get for gesticulating so much. That's camera fell. All right, cut that out. The camera.
The whole place didn't go up on fire.
Dude, you. That's right, because of the fucking thing. Yeah. Oh, fuck. My shirt, too. Yeah. So, wait, Zia, what were you saying? Now, the skinny guy's got the big peckers. How do you know?
I'm telling you, I don't know what it is. Every single skinny guy I've ever dated are always huge.
So what do you say? Like, yuck, I don't like that.
Yeah, sure. Let's say that, Chip. No girl likes that.
That's what I've been told. Size does not matter.
What
not
am I supposed to do with that thing?
Yeah.
Other exactly. than kneel down and worship it.
Did your mother tell you that, Chip?
She said, Chippy, size doesn't matter. And then she reached into the tub and she pinched it so hard I passed out.
Why did she pinch it, Chip?
She was drunk and laughing.
Oh, okay.
What is the saying? It's the motion of the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the size of the boat. It's the motion of the ocean.
Oh, it's not the size of the boat. It's the motion of the ocean.
Yeah. Uh-huh. My mother
Isn't
said
like
that.
Isn't that like when guys tell girls anything more than a handful's a waste? It's like, anything I have two hands.
Waste. Yeah. It's not. I like a big fucking. If I see a girl and she's got less than 34H, I'm like, get out of my fucking house.
34H. Holy shit.
That's really big, Chip.
I know. Big and a nice thin waist. Big fat ones.
Do they fall forward sometimes?
Always. Under, you lift it up. After they walk a few miles, it smells like feet under their breast.
34H, all natural, thin waist.
That's exactly
right,
it.
Right, there you go.
Teeny nipples. I hate those big muddy doo-doo areolas. Looks yeah, like someone fucking took horse doo-doo. First time I seen that, I'm like, what is that, a fucking cow chip? What's that? I kept doing it to myself. I'm like, hey, fucking cow patty tits.
Sucks for them.
Yeah, I'm sorry, babe. So how skinny is your husband?
He's pretty skinny.
Uh-oh, we know what she's saying. He's all pecker.
I mean, look, that's I'm not saying that's how I started dating picking guys with skinny arms. It's just, yeah, you know.
It just happened, right? Just He's happened, all pecker. Yeah. Her husband's all pecker. I understand. He's all pecker. I got
it. I did say when I first met him, I was like, you're going to need to drop your pants before this date can go any further.
That's great. And what happened? So we did it. And you're like, okay, that's an acceptable size.
Yep.
Okay. That's that fairly unfollowable. I'm going to marry this guy.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. Wouldn't you ever hold it in both hands and go, oh, for Pete's sake.
Can't say I've ever done that. Have you, Chip?
No, I mean, girls have done it to me. I'm big down there.
Have you ever seen a guy's dick and then went, heavens to Murgatroy?
I've never done that, no, but I've seen one when I didn't want to see one. I woke up from a nap, and then, like, what am I going to do? There it is. I'm like, ah, oh, you sneaky Pete. Fucking does it while I'm sleeping, sure. So I don't stop him. Sure. Yeah, look at it standing right up through the bubbles.
I guess we're not going to finish up. With
oh, that. We're going to finish this show. Of course we are.
The Angry Libs.
Oh, no, we did it. That was fun.
A good bit.
But that's not how it's.
Yeah, it is. We did nouns and verbs, fucking adverbs.
Have you ever done the Mad Libs? I don't want to get sued. I don't want to get you sued. But Mad Libs, you fill it out.
Oh, God damn it. My camera. Oh, for Pete's sake. Camera
toppled again. Then you and your friends read it because you didn't know what you were. Put what context you were putting those things in, the nouns and verbs and whatnot.
Ew, that's stupid. Why would you do that? I don't understand it. I would always read the whole story first and then just put in the words I thought made the story right.
Oh. That's not the way it's done.
Like, babe, read me the next one. Read me another one. Now, this is how you do it. If you guys want humor, I'll teach you. If I got it, babe, read the next one.
All right. The next
teach
one
us,
is
Professor Jefferson.
Fuck yeah.
It sat in the middle of a blank, an adjective, big blue noun. The doctor says it's his.
Big. Oh. Put the word big.
The first one is big?
Yep. That's an adjective.
Right. What's the next one?
No, read it through now. See how well I'm doing.
It sat in the middle of a big blue noun.
Chew.
Chew?
Chew. C-H-E-W. Let's get some sponsorships.
C-H-E-W. Okay. It sat in the middle of a big, big blue chew.
See?
Okay, now I get it.
See how good this is? It works out nicely.
Perfect.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
The other ones aren't going to make any sense.
The one we did is going to be silly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be silly.
Okay, let's hear one, I guess. I don't have any faith.
All right, well, let's see. So I'm going to do chip. I'm going to do Chip's first.
Let's hear it.
Do you want to save yours for last, Chip?
I mean, I don't think it has to be last. I mean,
okay, let's do Chip first.
I would rather your Chip goes, tell you, Chip, I don't know if we're going to get to all three of them.
No, you know what I'm saying.
He doesn't want to outshine us.
That's exactly.
He's trying to be polite.
Yeah, we don't even have to read it, babe. We can finish with the next one where we know. Let's all do the next one. That'll be even more fun. Go ahead now. After Big, Big Blue Chew, then what do we have?
All right. The doctor says it's his noun.
Baby.
Okay, that would be nice. He's probably a delivery doctor. See how much fun this is?
The doctor, stethoscope. It makes sense now. That's what you want these things to do.
Yep, they should make perfect sense. What's the next sentence, babe?
The doctor says it's his baby, and he uses it to verb off into space.
To verb off into space. To verb off into space. The baby. To nurture.
Okay, that's good.
I'd say masturbate.
No, that's vulgar. We can't have any dirtiness.
It's not a curse, Chip. I don't usually go against you on these things. But it's not a curse.
No, but I'm trying it. Like, all right, I'll say it. I'm pitching a new Wonderama. I'm pitching a new Wonderama
show on Sunday morning.
Yep.
Entertaining, singing, games for the children.
Yep.
And you're gonna host it?
I'm pitching it.
Do you have a song like "Kids Are People Too"? Or
that's already been done.
This is my two friends.
That was Anthony's defense.
And the judge took his gavel and said, whack-a-doo, whack-a-doo, 20 years. wow, that's great, Chip.
Yep. Working on a theme song.
Yeah, a theme song. All right. It's got to be upbeat and kind of juvenile. What do you got?
Hello, girls and boys. Hello, girls and boys. It's fun with Chipperson.
A little scary for a Sunday morning kids show. A little, you know.
It's on at 4:30 in the morning.
Yes, it is. It's a three-hour show. Ends at 7:30.
The theme plays every 7 minutes.
Yeah, it does. There's two versions of it. There's Hello, Boys and Girls.
Anxiety-inducing.
Which one did I just do? Did I say hello? What did I say? Hello, girls and boys.
Hello, boys and
yeah.
Which word? Wait, did I say girls and boys?
I don't
boys
know.
Boys and girls, I think.
Gender. You're assuming gender, so maybe that'll be a problem.
Yeah, you can't have that on.
Oh, that's right. You know what? Okay. Hello, fill in the blank. Hello, fill in the blank. It's time with Chipperson.
See, that's more acceptable.
That's right.
Chip, who talked you into the show? Was it Uncle Paul? Did he offer to get the kids for you?
No, he used to make me watch Zoom. Yeah, imagine if you had a striped shirt like that, I'd kiss your tummy. And he'd make kissy sounds on my tummy. Oh. My feet would do this.
I brought it up. My fault.
That's okay. I knew better than to drive over there, but I did anyway.
No, I'm sorry, Chip.
Yeah. I'm 17. Maybe watch Zoom and kiss my tummy.
At 17?
Yep.
17.
Yeah, babe, what's next?
All right. The next one
is hilarious. See, we're killing.
All right. So the next one is to nurture off into space, and then we need an exclamation.
Grace, book two first class tickets to London.
Grace.
Oh, wait, no, an expression. Okay. What's an expression?
An exclamation.
Exclamation. Wait, how does it go? What's that line so I can get it right?
So it sat in the middle of the field, a big, big blue chew. The doctor says it's his baby and he uses it to nurture off into space.
But then what's the explanation?
Exclamation is the next thing. It hardly looks, and then we needed an adjective.
So it'd be like, holy cow, it hardly looks.
Right. There you go. It's so much better when you know what the next line is.
What's a good expression?
Yeah. No spontaneity or anything.
It's a good expression. It looks
Great Scott.
That's a good one. Great Scott.
Damn, you know, things like that. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. Damn. She dropped the ball. I was like, nice, you clumsy bitch.
Old Florida dropped the punch bowl.
Yeah. Didn't she break it?
Yeah. She threw it on the ground and got all mad.
Why? Was the punch not made right? Dead.
Her husband was dead on Good Times.
Yeah, you got to change the name of the show to Not So Good, you know. Yeah, go ahead.
That episode, right?
Temporarily off. Go ahead, babe.
Okay, so next we need, Great Scott, it hardly looks adjective.
Caucasian.
That's an adjective.
That is, yeah.
Enough to verb.
To verb, to purchase a pasta machine.
To purchase a pasta machine.
How much fun is this?
Making fun of my house again.
Then I would have said, couldn't think of nothing.
Yeah. It's my goal to get all these hi-hats taken out and have individual chandeliers hanging from every single one.
Hi-hats? What are they?
Lighting store. What is that?
Hi-hats.
Hi-hats.
Fucking suited hats. Go ahead, babe. We're running out of steam.
Enough to purchase a pasta machine. One noun.
One noun?
It says it. What is it after it, though? You need the context. Yeah.
So Great Scott, it hardly looks Caucasian enough to purchase a pasta machine. One blank, we need a noun. Never mind going, and then verb ending in ing around the adjective universe.
Okay. One tire.
One and then tire.
An adjective.
Yeah. No, now we need a verb ending in ing.
Necklacing.
Necklacing.
That is done in certain countries as a penalty.
Sure is. It sounds pretty.
A pearl necklacing? Oh, no.
No, no. Although some girls react the same way. No.
Fill it with gasoline, and then they put it around someone's neck and light it on fire.
Oh, that's
and it melts into your skin. Hurts like a mug.
The name isn't really as a good description of how horrific the crime is.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, necklacing. It sounds nice. And then you have melting vulcanized rubber running down your chest.
I know. I would probably tell him this is very unhealthy.
Yes, and painful.
That's right.
Yeah. Forget all the stuff you're breathing in. Goodness.
Yep. Mm-hmm. True.
All right. So we need around the adjective universe.
Father Muckin.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty goddamn good.
That is.
No, but it sounds like motherfucking.
Father Muckin. You say it at the end of every show. Father Muckin.
I know. I got to cut it out. It's very dirty. Oh, I'm going to go back and change
what's
it.
What's happening? Are you falling for all this social stuff where you don't want to get in trouble for saying bad words? Come on, Chip.
Just say bad words.
Have some balls, Chip.
I thought you were a rebel, Chip.
Right.
Oh. Shit.
Oh, there he goes.
There he is. Yeah. There's a kid.
Yeah. Hope next week's episode isn't called Woke Chippison. Yeah. That's going to annoy everybody.
Woke Chippison.
Yeah. I mean, let's be all right, Zia. What's the optics on this?
All right. So far we've got it sat in the middle of the field, a big, big blue chew. The doctor says it's his baby and he uses it to nurture off into space. Great Scott, it hardly looks Caucasian enough to purchase a pasta machine. One tire, never mind going necklacing around the Father Mucking universe.
That's funny.
That's how it's done.
That's how you do Angry Lips. That's funny.
I had it all wrong.
That's funny. Why would you? Yeah, that's the way to do it.
I thought you came up with it, and it was surprising what you came up with, and everyone laughed at the, you know, you didn't know what was coming next.
What?
I like the first way we did it that took 45 minutes.
Okay. You know what? Let's look at the first one.
All right.
Now you could go read each one of us, I guess. Read the first one for each.
I don't think we got it the first time. Can we start again?
Sure. Sure.
Thank you.
I do love writing.
Okay. I thought she said riding. I got my hopes up. All right, go ahead.
Riding horses, Chip. Get your mind out of
it. I'm sorry. I was just being playful. What word play? I didn't mean that to be upsetting.
It's okay, Chip. I'm just kidding. Okay. Just Josh.
I didn't mean that to be vulgar.
Okay, so we're going to do Chip's?
No, do one, like the first line from everybody's. That's how you do it.
Oh, okay. So for Chip, what am I, yesterday's tomatoes? I shout as the last of my regeneration energy fades.
Okay, now Zach's.
Zach is, what am I, tomorrow's cucumbers? I shout as the last of the regeneration energy fades. And then Anthony's is, gadzooks, I shout as the last of my regeneration energy fades.
Yeah.
See, this is nice too.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
This is good radio.
Three times.
So the next one is
I don't know if you know comedy, Anthony. It's called the rule of threes.
Right, that is true. I
three things are funny every time.
Yeah, oh. Go ahead, babe. Read the next one.
Chip
take
says,
your time though.
Yeah, go slow. Let's enjoy it.
Savor the moment.
Every trolley where I trolley wheel repair shop of my
Dry boy, someone's socket. Fired.
Can't read her own writing.
We know it happened years ago.
Every trolley wheel repair shop of my dry socket has been rewritten, and the mystery solving that I once was in no more.
Good stuff. Now read Anthony's.
It makes no sense. Yours made no sense.
I don't make no sense. Go ahead, read Tony Two Shirts.
All right.
Okay.
Don't steal this segment on fucking Goodbye Guys either.
I would never.
Every fireman
ooh.
Of my epiglottis has been rewritten and
don't make sense.
Avoiding that I once was is no more.
That don't make sense. Read Zach. These are no good. They don't make sense.
Zach says every tablecloth.
Oh, that's good. We need them. Okay, you go ahead. Let it go.
Every tablecloth of my epidermis.
Oh, that's no good. That's no good.
Makes sense.
Don't make sense. Rewritten.
And the swimming that I once was is no more.
See, all right, that was kind of funny. See, that's how you do these.
I don't think so.
That was good.
That was very good. It made a lot of sense.
Yeah,
that
this wasn't is going to be a very popular episode.
I don't think the noun and the verb thing work there. It should be like every aspect of my existence.
Yeah, I think that got mixed up a little bit.
Yeah, and so whatever aspect is, what is aspect?
It means like whatever.
No, I know what facet, it means, but it's not a
or
noun.
It's a ratio. It's a 16:8 to 24:2.
What would aspect be?
Aspect would be showing respect to someone's asshole.
I have aspect for you.
Yeah.
Okay. See, that makes sense now.
A-S-P-E-E-C-T. Your fucking holes open. Excuse my language. What is that behind you, Z? You said it, but I forgot.
Oh, it's from The Witcher. It's a good show on Netflix if you haven't seen it.
Is it really frightening, though?
Just a little bit. It's a little creepy, but there's a lot of naked people. It might be a little too vulgar, Chip, but it's not too bad to look at. I'm just saying.
All right. I made a horror movie.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Do tell.
Yeah.
I thought you'd seen it. It was for fucking, it was called Demons and Ghosts from Hell.
Is it out on
your
page? I
thought it was called The Devil Made Me Do It.
That sounds like one of your songs.
No, Demons and Ghosts from Hell. It was a horror movie.
Uh-huh.
Where I'm confronting evil.
Do you win? I gotta see it. Where can we see this?
It's on my Patreon, but I'll send you a link. It's only 27 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's very exciting.
Send you a link.
Who's in it? Just you or?
No, it's a bunch of fucking, the whole cast.
Oh.
Whole cast. Some of the people you might recognize. Some of the people you might recognize.
Oh.
I'm not going to say nothing. I'm not going to say who they are, but some of the people you might recognize. I'm not going to drop any celebrity names.
Just one? Like a little teaser?
No.
Okay. I got excited, Chip.
I understand, babe. But it really is a well-received horror movie.
Well, really, you're the biggest star anyway, so.
Oh, come on, babe. You got me all crazy.
It's true, Chip.
Hey, who are you talking to, Ann? Is there a lady there?
Yes, Missy's here.
Oh, okay. Hi, Missy.
She was on the show a long time ago.
I remember. She was funny. She didn't want to come back on.
The Comedy Cellar.
I remember.
Over the Comedy Cellar? I'll never be over the Comedy Cellar.
No, dude, you kid, but believe me, I feel grief.
You do, it'll be back.
What are you drinking? Looks like a fucking Belgian ale or something.
I entertain this. And every time I get screwed because I take it seriously.
No, but it was I just kind of figured it out. All right, Zach, what do you got coming up on your show? Whenever you want, I'm available, but I ain't going to talk about Peckers.
All right, Chip. I got a bunch of fun people coming up. I think I got Karen Feehan next week on Bye Guys with Micah Fox, and I got four shows on the Gas Digital Network. Real Ass Podcast, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, which is my horror podcast, Bye Guys with Ian Finance, and Catalyst Wrestling, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m., once again, all on GasDigitalNetwork.com.
Now, do you talk about, like, the catalysts and whatnot?
Actually, we had to change our name because a certain company that Sam Roberts worked for had already owned the copyright to our original name, and we had to change it in a hurry.
Wait, did they say something?
They decided to name their studios the Capital Wrestling Center, which was our old name, and then we found out they owned the copyright.
Wait, the Capital Wrestling Center?
Pardon me, Anthony?
You should have just taken him to court.
Yep, yeah, that's what I would have done.
That's gone great for everyone else that's ever done that.
Hey, the fucking World Wildlife Federation said, fuck you and your tights.
Yeah, they sure did.
And they won.
That's right, they did.
It used to be WWF. I don't know if many people know that.
Then they had to get the F out. Yeah.
Yes. Get the F out.
Yep. Yeah. All right. So here's what I'm going to do.
Spoken from XFL commentator himself.
That's right. Kumia. I worked for the company. I was one of Vince McMahon's cronies for a while.
You were?
Oh, yeah. I was one of the co-hosts of the XFL pregame show back when the XFL was a thing for the first time, it was a thing for 10 minutes.
Oh, that's chill.
On the successful run of it, technically.
Dude, how screwed is it with Vince? He decides, I'm bringing back the XFL. And then COVID completely destroys it week one. Just done.
Horrible timing.
Oh, yeah. The worst timing ever.
Yeah, how come they did that? Why'd they time it around COVID?
Well, Chip, it's not all right. Why am I even trying?
I don't understand.
Oh,
they're just not very good planners, Chip.
Yeah.
No. All right, Anthony, I just sent you something.
Oh, I didn't see this.
All right, we could.
Was it an email or a text?
It was an email.
I like text better. Oh, it's a text.
No, it's an email.
I don't think it's an email.
I know what an email is. Check your email.
Check my. Oh, yeah, there it is.
See.
Okay, let me see.
Prepare for 30 minutes of fun later.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Should I turn this down? Oh, there it is. Demons and Ghosts from Hell. Oh, this is awesome. I'm going to watch this.
Yep. Don't pirate it.
On the turlet.
All right,
but I won't pirate it. R, matey. R.
It's going to be scary, so keep one of your 1,500 lights on. Okay. All right, so Gas Digital, Compound Media. Who do you got coming up next week, my sweet?
Next week, I don't know. It's pick a co-host week, but We're doing a lot of these comedy shows too. Comedians of the Compound. We're going to be in Austin, Texas on May 14th and 15th. Get tickets. Go to compoundmedia.com. You'll get all the details. And I'm doing Joe Rogan's show on May 13th.
I'm doing it May the 13th.
No, I am doing
We might be on together.
I doubt it.
No, he's probably been asking me to come on. I'm like, I'll do it.
He has been? Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I want some money, though.
Awesome. Yeah. You want to get paid to be on Joe Rogan's show, to be seen by millions of people.
That's
you
right. To the victor goes the spoils.
I would pay everything in my bank account to watch Joe Rogan take chips seriously for 2 hours.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Yeah, because I've seen UFOs. Believe me, I know.
What do you mean by that, Chip?
I've seen them flying about. That's right. I was asleep in my bed and I saw a light.
Joe Rogan and talk about space and fucking life.
Yep. And I would be like, yo, are you cheeping up?
Cheeping up? Who says that?
Did you cheap up with him, Chip?
Nah, I'm on medication.
How embarrassing would it be to see a bunch of guys and he's fucking going, yeah, what are you cheaping up?
You fucking cheaping up?
They laugh or pound your face in.
Yeah, I got zooted. Fucking enjoying the devil's lettuce.
Wow, I can't wait to watch this. I cannot wait to watch this horror.
You're going to be scared, though.
I bet.
Does he like the devil's lettuce?
The devil's lettuce. Is that what it is?
Yeah, he has a few funny cigarettes every now and then.
Yeah, he really does. Wacky tobacky.
Mary Jane, wacky tobacky.
Yeah. What else does Rogan talk about?
I think you kids are on the old wacky tobacky, if you know what I'm talking about. Right.
Yep. I know he likes karate and whatnot.
All the hip lingo the kids are using these days.
Yep. I could talk to him about fucking... Cobra Kai.
The show on Netflix?
Because he does karate.
Yeah. Oh, he does karate. Oh, so Joe Rogan, you could talk to him about Cobra Kai.
Yeah. That's what my high school was
I doubt he, well, he probably knows about it, but I doubt he
watches it. You can talk to him about UFOs, UFC, UF any fucking letter, Chipper.
Fuck yeah. UFC.
Hunting an elk and just... skinning it with your bare hands?
No, I went hunting for an elk one time, but I had a fucking machine gun.
Oh, did you get it?
Yup. Shot 17 elk. 17? I fucking cut the hooves off of one and sold them as trinkets, and I left the rest there because I was tired.
You left the carcass to rot?
Yet it was 17, and 16 of them had hooves, and one didn't have his hooves. I took it down to the market. I made fucking $72 for trinkets.
But you killed so many
elk. I was just, I don't know, the gun was too heavy. It got away from me. I was just fucking
fired. They are heavy, especially when they're dead and they don't walk out of the woods.
Oh, I know. No, I mean, the gun was heavy. I just lost control. There was a whole bunch of elk. There was like two big ones and like 15 babies. I just went ballistic.
So you killed 15 baby elk?
Come on, babe. Getting turned on. I understand.
I mean, look, you could have cooked that. It's like veal, right? It's like a delicacy.
Nah, they were okay. There was a couple of them. They were like, they were breathing. They were fine when I left, you know.
Geez, you're like a mass murderer of elk.
Yeah.
You're the Ted Bundy of elk.
All right. So tell Roger that, you know, if he wants me, it's not going to be free. All right. And Zia, where can people see you?
If you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, it's at Zia_land. It's XIA_land. And check out twitch.tv/Zialand.
Right.
And I stream 4 days a week. And then I also stream It's Eric Nagel, twitch.tv/It's Eric Nagel, live at 7 p.m. on Thursdays. And then anywhere you get your podcast after.
How is that hermit piece of garbage?
He's doing pretty good.
Yeah. Do you have a picture with him, like his picture with Paris Hilton?
I saw that picture. I saw that. And I remember that interview too. Oh, good Lord. So anyway. Funny.
He's like it's his girlfriend. He wanted people to think that it was his girlfriend.
He's dreamy as a mug.
Oh, so dreamy.
He rocks fucking handsome back
then. Guy that took a boat to high school. Stop.
Yeah. Fucking, I wish you took a boat from Lake Gitchagumi. I wish you took the Edmund Fitzgerald to school.
The Edmund Fitzgerald.
Is that like the Titanic?
Kind of, yeah. They had a fucking loan of iron ore, 76,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald stood empty.
Yeah. They tell, boy, they just sure tell you the whole story in that song.
You bet they do. Good shipping crew. Fucking bone to be chewed when the winds of November came early. I used to hear my mother singing that.
The stupid crew, by the way, didn't batten down the hatches that led to the iron ore storage down below. The water got in during a storm, and that's why it sunk. Their own negligence. He doesn't mention that. Gordon Lightfoot doesn't mention the crew's negligence.
Well, he doesn't know what happened. Hold on a second. We're not going to be smirch the crew.
Anthony hates, it's negligence.
That's right.
Negligence.
That's right. We're not going to be smirched the crew.
We forgot to batten down the hatches, so he died because of our own irresponsibility.
No, because he said they may have fucking dove deep and took water. He doesn't know what happened. Cook came up. How does he know what the cook said?
And then how many bells? How many bells rang for the
29 of them mugs?
29 bells for the crew of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Yep.
That's right. Fucking 29. One cham for each dead one.
29 dummies who didn't know how to turn fucking wing nuts and batten down some fucking hatches so they didn't sink.
Yeah, well, it was too rough to feed them. They were probably too hungry. The cook said that too. I don't know how he knew it. he knew everything the cook said.
And tell everyone.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Post after.
He doesn't know. He's like, it may have dove deep and took one. He doesn't know what happened.
Gordon Lightfoot was on there and he threw a little life raft out and went home and wrote a song about it. He should have maybe Edmund Fitzgerald should have said, they're at latitude 380 by 62, 14. How about the coordinates of where they are? Instead of singing about the poor guys in 29 bells.
That's right.
Help him out here, Hendry.
Well, you know,
for anyone listening, that wasn't Chip sniffling. That was Zia's pussy drying up. As two old men pontificate.
She only hears ancient references on this program.
Believe me.
I learned so much.
You know, it's funny. Something that happened 35 years before you were born.
Yes.
I check with my dad about all these references after. I'm like, hey, dad.
Hold on a second.
Okay. Ew, you know, you're
okay.
Dead.
Check with your dad.
Get out of here.
Yeah, check with your dad about John and Mackenzie Phillips.
Look it up. Hilarious.
All right, let me ask you something. And this is what you got to keep in mind. Like, sure, we've had a few laughs, but I don't want to get sued. So technically, babe, the searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they put 15 more miles behind her.
Oh, those poor guys.
Yeah, ice cold water. Winds of November came early. How many times have I said that?
The winds of November, remember.
Yeah, please. I've lost a lot of kites up in that part of the country.
Wow. That's another tragic story of.
Yeah, they don't sing about that. Where's the song about my kite when the fucking November winds are early?
Then the November rain comes and knocks them down.
That's right, babe. Way to tie in a little GNR. That's a nice song. Go. November Rain.
Oh, there you go.
It's a good song, yeah.
That's as far back as she goes. And the song we're talking about was literally 30 years before that.
That's right. But they're both singing about November, so there's almost like a poetic justice to it
that
or something.
That is true, yes.
Yeah. All right, listen. Thank you all for appearing on the program.
Anytime, Chip.
Zach, love you, Zia.
Thank you.
Love
so
you.
Much, Bubbles.
Love you, Chip. And thanks for having us on, or me.
All right.
Anytime, Chip.
Okay, listen. Let's count down. I hope Will Noonan offended that stupid Norton forgot him last week. Norton felt bad about that. He wasn't nothing personal.
Oh, no. Noonan's great. All right. He loves Jim Norton.
Yeah, Will Noonan. I don't know. Talk to Caddyshack. I should have fucking told Jim to say that. Damn it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Ooh.
Where are your luscious locks today? Oh, there they are. I didn't see them. They were blending into your shirt.
Oh, come on. You made me bashful.
Oh, you're such a tease, Chip.
All right, listen. Let's give a number and we'll count backwards. Ant, come up with a number.
One.
One Chipperson. Chippy-ki-yay, yay,
Father Muckers.
All right. It's been real. It's been nice, but it hasn't been real nice. I'll see y'all.
Thank you, Chippy.
Thank you, Chippy. Later.
All right. Thank y'all.